Hi. Welcome to the Sully Show. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. We got my man. Oop, wrong camera. We got my man.
Done that.
I do it all the time. We got my man JT. He's Bad Santa today. All the way from Granger, Indiana. And then, of course, we've got one of the very few females that are actually on morelikeradio.com, Danielle, all the way in Newport, Rhode Island, without her significant other. Because, well, he's at work and, you know, someone's got to bring home the bacon. Just saying. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Have some fun with us. It's going to be a great show today. We are pretty much doing this on the whim because we're not going to be here Sunday. Kind of. So guess what? If you're listening to this on Sunday, ha 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 ha, joke's on you. Pre-recorded. Just saying.
You just ruined it for him.
I had to.
Get away until the very end. You go, oh, by the way, this whole show was pre-recorded.
This whole show was pre-recorded for our amusement and seeing your faces go, huh?
What the heck?
Say what?
You got them hidden cameras going again, do you?
Well, I had to turn the other camera on just in case I needed to show some things.
No, I mean the ones where you could see the people go, huh?
Oh, that would be so cool.
Wouldn't it? Oh, that would.
That would be awesome. You just, all of a sudden you see them sitting there like, wait a minute, I've seen this before.
Well, almost creepy.
Kind of like the reactions from people watching Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, you know, I got paid $20 to watch that.
Did you really? Did you actually?
Yes, and I had to watch the whole thing. I couldn't blink. I couldn't look away. I couldn't do anything. I had
what
to hold in my
puke. You down like a robot chicken and pop, you know, prop your eyes open and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got $20 for it.
Hey, you know what?
Treatest.
$20 to watch Two Girls, One Cup. Meanwhile, it was all just chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, right.
Among other things. Yeah, not many things make me, like, cringe, but Two Girls, One Cup certainly made me cringe.
Well, I'm glad I never watched it then.
It was disgusting.
You've never seen Two Girls, One Cup?
Nope.
Oh.
You haven't lived.
Oh.
I'll tell you right now, if you're going to pay me anything to watch it, it better have at least 2 zeros before the decimal point.
You haven't lived. You need to watch it.
I think
and,
we should,
and something more than a one in front of those two zeros.
I think we should have him watch it live on the show.
That would be awesome. Let's do it.
Come on, JT, take one for the team.
Come on, please. It'll
one
be
for
really
the team
funny
on a daily basis.
Well, so does Danielle.
Yeah, but yeah, she enjoys taking.
I would
one
do
for
it
the team.
If I was in your shoes. I'd be like, load it up.
I'm telling you, if there's some financial gain in it for me, I'm all for it. I gotta have the money before the movie starts.
Will you take Monopoly money?
No.
We got plenty of those. Plenty of Monopoly money.
No, Monopoly money does not count.
Such a poor sport.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in it for me.
Poor sport.
He needs to be cammed up to see the reaction. Well, it just so happens that with the Ustream, and I don't know if it's actually on the live page or not. It should be. But we can. I mean, look at him. If you're watching on Ustream, you can see he's ready to go. We've got the camera on him. Come on, take one for the team.
Come on, JT.
I will, as long as I get paid for
no,
it.
No. You're getting the RevoSig samples, aren't you?
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, Marianne, if you can pull the link up, put the link in the chat room.
I got it.
You've got the Two Girls, One Cup link already?
No, she wants the link for the Ustream.
Oh, okay. TheSullyShowOnline.com.
Matt, I don't know if we can find that video anymore.
Oh, it's still out there. It's got to be.
Once it hits the internet, it never disappears. It just gets a little bit harder to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a little harder to find. Or you have all the copycat ones.
Well, there's plenty of those.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But the original will be hard to find.
If you got one like two girls in one D cup or something, you know, maybe we could work with that. But, you know.
Come on, two girls, one cup.
Two girls, one Johnny. You know,
it's not like we're asking you to watch two guys in one cup.
Oh, that would be even grosser.
And that would never happen.
Would it be grosser or more gross?
I would wear a dress before
I
would watch
more
that
gross.
Movie.
It's more gross. I thought so.
More grosser?
It's been a weird day today, and yeah, I can't really go into it. So
that's okay.
I'm off.
Over, so don't mind me.
And Danielle's hungover, and JT is going to take
just
one.
Me.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude.
I'm still mad because I lost my rhythm player, though.
Dude, you got to take one for the team. You really do. You got to take one for the team.
Matt, just put the video up and he'll watch it.
Would it be a movie that Kay would like to watch?
No.
No, do not show.
No. And she's not home, right?
Not at the moment, no. She's at work.
Good. We can get away with this. And no, I'm not going to show it on air. Let's see.
Let me do a little bit of research about this movie.
No. You can't do any research.
I'm watching it without finding out what it's about first.
No, you can't.
That's the whole thing. You can't do that. That's cheating.
Yeah. Trust me. For two girls, one cup, you actually have to go in with not knowing what's what.
It's a lot better going in not knowing. You've never seen the Family Guy episode where Brian makes Stewie watch it?
I probably have. But I will say this, though. And you both should, well, at least Sully should know this. Daniel, you may not have figured it out about me yet.
What?
There's a little voice in the back of my head that is all survival instinct. And that little voice right now, especially with what you two are doing to try and convince me to do this, is screaming at me, run!
No!
Don't listen to it. We would have been done by now. It's a short video.
Yeah, because I guarantee you wouldn't even get past the first 15 seconds.
No, he wouldn't.
I guarantee
it. I just want to see his reaction to it.
Come on, take one for the team. JT, JT. JT, 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 JT. Come on, JT.
That only works when I'm on stage.
Oh, it's on Facebook already, so you have to do it.
Is it really?
JT is going to watch Two Girls, One Cup for the first time ever.
That's the wonderful thing about living in the country we live in. I don't have to do anything. I don't want to.
True, but come on. Come on. You know you want to take one for the team. All you got to do is watch 20 seconds. That's it. Just 20 seconds.
Let's just see how long we can get you to watch it. That's all.
Come on. Come on.
Come on, JT, pretty please.
Marianne, I'm going to hurt you.
Come on. Come on, JT.
Marianne, if I do this, you have to swear off of supersized Sharpies for a week.
Oh, that would be a good deal. That's a good deal.
Actually, no. She has to swear off Sharpies of any kind for a week.
Okay. All right.
She hasn't answered yet.
I'll answer for her, yes.
She's even saying, please, come on. Please, JT.
What's that saying? Rednecks always do everything?
Well, that's not true.
You haven't challenged
Matt,
me
you're
yet.
Supposed to be on my side.
Rednecks cannot turn down a challenge. You haven't
okay,
challenged.
I challenge you to watch.
JT, this. I challenge you to watch Two Girls, One Cup.
Not going to do it.
Ah, see? You just
okay,
denied
no,
a challenge.
She said deal.
She said okay. Deal? All right. Okay. JT, I am sending you the link.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is going to be ugly.
Now, don't hit play on the video. You want to hit play on the lower, you know, the actual play button, not the picture itself. Okay? Now, just let me know when you have it brought up. Okay? She's tweeting about it.
I'm Facebooking about it right now, so don't hit play.
Don't hit play just yet, but do you have the website up?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Right. Now, obviously, the video right to the right-hand side of your screen, that's the one you're going to hit play to. So she says deal. But because she said deal, I'm going to play this.
I have a box of super sized purple Sharpies. Oh, and they're penis shaped.
And now, JT, I would like you to hit play for Two Girls, One Cup.
Tell about the one in the bottom right, bottom left hand corner.
Yeah, the bigger video screen there. Okay. Now, mind you, the video is only a minute for this one. Okay. Are you watching it?
I'm waiting for it to load.
Okay.
Okay, it just started.
So you have MFX 1209, and you're going to see two girls having some fun with each other.
Yes.
Okay. Keep watching here. It don't get turned on too much. Just saying.
Okay, that's just wrong. Okay, yeah, 25 seconds, I'm done. I made the 20-second challenge.
Yes, you did. You made the 20-second challenge.
Oh, if you watch the rest of it, oh, my God, it's freaking hilarious.
Put it this way, it's a good thing I had my sunglasses on or my eyeball, because it kept my eyeballs in their sockets. Holy crap, that's nasty, man. It takes a whole... I've seen dead bodies and blown up bodies and all that crap in my freaking lifetime, and that made me go, ugh.
It does. It just makes you cringe.
It's like when Danielle takes a shot of Jägermeister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like... Ugh. But there isn't no, that's good after that.
It's chocolatey.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
That is just...
Go ahead.
That makes the story that we were planning on starting this show with
look good. Pale
comparison. Oh my God!
I just can't believe you've never seen that before.
I know.
Would I?
Everybody's seen that.
Because everybody's seen it.
Hey, I'm a nobody, man. I'm just a nobody in this. Oh my God, that is freaking. Although I will say, it did kind of look like chocolate ice cream.
That's because it is.
Yeah.
Ow!
That's just wrong.
I'm okay.
You okay, Matt?
Yeah, I'm okay. I got... I was fixing my headphone, and my thumb got slammed right in between my my desk and the microphone stand. Oh, that freaking hurt.
In other words, he was zipping his zipper, and his wee-wee got caught.
Ouch. Oops. Just a little... Wow. Oh, man. That freaking stung. Oof.
Marianne sitting here. I need a link to Two Girls, One Cup for JT. Stat! See, I'm a team player.
Yes, you are. You took
but
one for the team.
I gotta give you guys hell before I give in, you know.
You took one for the team, and I appreciate it.
You know that I'll do just about anything. Just about anything for this show. You know that.
Yep.
But you also know that I will give you hell and damn near make you beg.
And we're proud of that.
Before that's I why we that. Heart you.
Yeah, we did the heart thing.
Aw, thank
you. Yeah.
I feel gross. So thankful now.
Well, see, now you can cross something off of your bucket list. You've actually seen parts of Two Girls, One Cup.
Number one, I don't have a bucket list yet.
Yet.
Number two, that never would have been on it in the first place.
Makes you go, never again, never again.
I'm sorry, but that's just not my kind of thing. Okay, I like to accessorize, not excrement. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sorry.
So
sorry.
Get it right, boy.
Wow, JT.
Marianne just asked if that was a bunk bed behind you.
Well, this used to be Kay's daughter's room, and there's actually, it is, actually it's a tri-bunk, because there's a bed here in front of me, there's a bed here to the side.
Right.
And then there's a futon.
Ooh!
Underneath.
Nice.
Awesome!
So, you know, I mean, she had four girls.
Damn!
I kicked them all out when I moved in, but, you
know. Be screwed, man.
Well, see, I was smart there. I waited until they were grown up and almost all out of the house before I came in.
Ah, good idea. Smart man. Nothing against you, women.
Her youngest was almost 17, so.
All right. I can see that. So
well, that was just lucky timing on my part, but.
Kudos.
My answer is, how do you do cam to cam?
Yeah, I just told her that I actually have a...
balls.
I have a sophisticated studio here. I don't know if anybody's ever seen Leo Laporte, but I love his show, The Tech Guy. I watch it online all the time at twit.tv. I know I'm promoting, I'm sorry. But that's where I got my idea for the studio, where instead of a TriCaster, because I can't afford it, that thing's like $15,000. But I want one. That can do like 16 channels of video, and it's really cool.
And for those of you who don't know, Sully is actually Plucky Ducky in disguise. I want to push the button.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Nope. Maybe. But I do like pressing buttons. And the way my... You know, maybe I can show on this camera here. Hold on a minute.
I'm gonna get Marianne on here with us.
I'm going to switch my camera here for a minute. Can't go too far. But as you can see, I got my laptop here. You got my big head. 12-channel Mackie board right there. My iced tea and my phone. And a video switcher where I can go back and forth to JT's ugly mug. A preview TV. Another computer. And a bigger TV over there where Spider-Man is. And then, of course, I got the camera right in front of me there. So, that's the first time I've actually ever did a little video tour of the studio.
Kind of like the day I went and showed all our pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cribs, so, the Sully style.
So that's how I switch everything. It's just easier for me. You know, but I got the idea from Leo Laporte, and, you know, I can't afford a TriCaster, so I figured out how to set everything up where I had the multiple cameras and it all goes into the video switcher and I can switch back and forth while I'm doing the audio feed at the same time. So I like it. You know, we do try to do more visual, but we're also very radio friendly too. So that's what we try to do. It doesn't always happen.
Real quick, I want to say hi to everybody who's joined us in the chat room. This is in the morelikeradio.com chat room. We got, of course, Sully is there. Miss Marianne is with us.
Yay, Marianne. It's her first time.
Danielle is there. Artists and Fans, also known as Mark, he is in there also.
Cool.
And a whole bunch of guestesses is, and then myself.
Yeah, I wonder if they just keep those in.
Sully Show Online chat room, the Ustream chat room, we've got Brent21.
Hi, Brent.
My brother. Hello, honey.
And we also have Artists and Fans over here.
I'm going to be honest with you. I completely forgot about the Ustream chat room. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. I'm watching over it.
Okay. Yeah, thank you guys for watching over it, because it is really hard to keep an eye on two chat rooms while doing everything else.
Well, see, you got TV back. Screens in there, and I actually bring my desktop monitor in here and plug it into my laptop.
Cool.
So on this screen over here, as you can see in my glasses, I've got the More Like Radio.com chat room. And then in this screen over here is where I monitor the show as far as, or I should say the Skype. And the Ustream.
Cool.
So.
I have my laptop.
Well, aren't you special?
That's all. I don't have any fanciness.
You don't have any fanciness? I'm actually surprised you're doing the show in your kitchen today.
I'm not.
Where are you?
This is my living room.
Oh.
My kitchen is back that way.
Ah. Oh, well, normally you're facing the TV, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Is that the bathroom back there?
The bathroom,
you can't see from here. It's on that side.
It's on what side? You have to help us out. Right? Left?
I pointed. You didn't
it's
see?
It's over there, yes, right outside the door. You take a left on a big oak tree, and it's got a little moon on the front door.
No, I'm so hungover. I was really going to do the show from the bed. I'm not even joking. I was like, ah, it was so comfy.
I can tell you now, there would have been some people who enjoyed that.
Probably.
Bow-chick-bow-wow.
Mary Ann said, Heidi, oh my God, you are so cute.
I told you.
Hi, Mary Ann.
I told you she was, but what do I know? I'm
just
a guy.
She's got her sexy librarian glasses on today.
She does.
I do. I don't have the pigtails.
Oh. That would make people like crap.
I had them on last week.
Yeah, you did on Sunday. Which was awesome. All right, let's see. Yeah, you know what? We're gonna do this real quick. We're going to do our normal segment here. Where is it? Ah, here we go. You know what time it is?
Game time.
I do. Do you?
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay.
Yay.
I love how I just spliced that in like, yay.
Yay.
What I do each week is I do have a stupid calendar, and I usually go from week to week. And since the shows are on Sundays now from noon to 2, and yes, I know we're broadcasting live on a different day, but you'll be able to get the wonderful repeat. This is kind of our Christmas show, I guess you could say. My Christmas Santa hat is kind of dead, but JT's got one on. He's bad Santa today. And what I do is I go through the days. I go through the days of the week for each day, and I repeat what the stupid saying is for that week. And yes, I have one for next year. I already bought it.
Smart man, I'm glad you took my warnings and good got job. That done.
We were in the mall the other day, and I saw it, and I went, oh, I need it, and I bought it. It's for the show. It's show related.
Yes.
So,
see, could you take expenses like that and write them off as a business expense?
Yes, I could.
There you go.
Like, everything you see in my studio, between the microphones, the Mackie, I could write that off because it's all stuff that I use. Do I make money off of it? Not yet. Hint, hint.
Yet being the
hint,
key.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Say no more! Alright, so this one is for yesterday, Monday the 17th. Not yesterday, 2 days ago. Jeez. I'm a moron.
It's Wednesday.
Mm. But the show is airing Sunday. Just so you know. So, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. But we'll
Merry
do
Christmas, Merry Christmas.
We'll do a New Year show. JT, mental note: we got to go through all the shows and get the best dumbasses for the year. We're gonna do a top 10 list.
Yes, okay. That would be awesome.
So Danielle, get on it. Two of you.
I already know who number one is.
Donna the Deer Lady.
Yes. Absolutely.
I have to agree with that.
So this is for Monday the 17th. And this is actual resumes or job applications. Reasons for leaving. Terminated after saying it would be a blessing to be fired. Number two, reason for leaving. I thought the world was coming to an end. Friday, right? Or Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday?
I think it's Saturday. The world's going to blow up. Yeah.
21st. I know it's the 21st. Friday. Reason for leaving. Was met with a string of broken promises and lies, as well as cockroaches.
Whoa. Did you say that one again?
Reason for leaving. Was met with a string of broken promises and lies, as well as cockroaches.
Clever.
So she'd have been okay if it hadn't been for the cockroaches.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Pretty much.
What if they were chocolate covered?
This is for the 18th. This is a question that John McCain answered.
Oh, great.
The question is, how many houses do you own? Now, before we get into the actual answer, JT, what do you think John McCain's answer to this is?
Four.
And Danielle, what about you? What do you think?
John McCain, he probably said something along the lines of 4.2.
Okay.
Actually, the political answer to that would be, technically, I don't own any houses, but I do own a company that owns those houses, so therefore, I do not own those companies that own the houses. I just own ownership.
Yes. Well, here's what he said. He said, I think I'll have my staff get to you. It's condominiums where I'll have them get to you. See, he doesn't know. Yeah.
See, my question would have been, well, does a condominium count as a house?
Do.
I think so.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, McCain, but I'll break my fan while I do it.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Oh, monster.
Every time you play that, she does that.
Because I feel bad.
But he did it on his own. It's not like you hurt him or anything in order to get that sound effect.
Monster is a her.
Her.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
All you did was showed her purple Sharpie, and she went,
She was crying because she wanted to go outside. Wait. Oh, crap. I just said the O word, and she just popped up and looked at me. Go back to sleep.
Well, when we have a commercial break, you can bring her outside, which will be shortly after this. All right, this one's for the 19th. Woman viewing a painting at the London Academy of Art. Isn't that a horrid picture? Yeah. 19th century artist Frederick Leighton. I'm sorry you don't like it because it's mine. The woman. You mean to say that you have bought it? Leighton. No, I painted it. Woman. Oh, but you really mustn't take any notice of what I say. I know nothing about art. I'm only repeating what everyone else is saying.
Oh, that's me.
And go.
Don't listen to me. I'm just a copycat and everybody else.
She's about as innocent as my ass is not hairy.
You know why she changed her story?
Because she was talking to the artist.
She's like, ooh, famous guy. Maybe I can go to bed with him.
Famous guy. We love famous people.
What time does this show end today? Technically, it probably never really started.
But. Yeah, technically. About 4 o'clock is usually... who asked that? Was that in the Ustream chat?
My brother.
Yes. 4 o'clock is when the show will end. Mainly because I think there's something on right after us. I'm not 100% sure.
They go at 5.
Okay, well, even still, so an hour after us. What show is that? What show's on after us?
Hang on a second, I can tell you.
That way we can promote the show! Because it's Wednesday and I don't want to die.
So I know Hippo Juice is on tonight.
Yes, Hippo Juice is on tonight.
There's a show on before that.
Flagship show.
Background Noise is from 5 to 7. Hippo Juice is on from 7 to 9. And the Hooters!
Yay, Hooters!
There you go.
So, I'm promoting all their shows today.
Oh, crap, there's somebody knocking at my door. Hold on.
Mute your mic.
Wait. There she goes. Monster. Wait. Okay, I'm looking at the door right there. Monster was just jumping up on the door, and now Monster's in her arms.
Okay, now is when we're about to see if she's being episode or view, recorded for a live episode of Cops.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. That movie collection is nothing compared to mine. I'm just saying. Yeah, squirrel moment right there, folks. Squirrel moment.
Shiny objects in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Hoo-ah!
Yes, and uh-huh.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's not my fault!
Sure it is!
We've got just enough sound bites of her that we can keep going with the show without people really knowing that she's gone.
Yes, and uh-huh.
Brent's like, who the hell did she just let in the house? Some random person?
Yeah! Yeah, maybe the landlord? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's telling me 1 minute. I wonder if she can actually hear us right now.
Wait a minute, was she saying 1 minute or hang on, I got a dump
squirrel. I don't know.
People are so stupid.
Man Cave Phil, who has joined us in the morelikeradio.com channel.
Hi, Man Cave Phil. All right, so this one's for the 20th. This is newscaster Bob Bennett of WDIV News 4 Detroit. Reporting on a suburban apartment building where the lower level units got flooded with water. Water generally flows downhill in this area. And go.
Yeah, because in Australia, it flows uphill.
Of course.
Dumbass.
And here she comes. Here she comes. Guys, quiet.
Psycho, bitch.
Quiet.
Oh, hi, guys, I'm back.
So what was that about?
Stop freaking barking before I send you to a Chinese restaurant. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. I have a Sharpie.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Fix the water heater, because our water kept getting cold.
Ah.
So he wanted to test the temperature. Do you see her jumping in the background?
Yes.
I see her jumping in the background right now.
She's trying to open the door. Monster!
God damn it, Leroy.
Oh, kill her.
You might just have to put that one on a leash and a muzzle.
Sweet type chicken.
Who the hell did she just let in the house? Just some random person? No, it wasn't some random person. He works in all the apartments here.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Nope.
Yes, and uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, Danielle, we just kept rolling with the show while you were gone and just used those sound effects to be your replies.
It was great. We have Sin in a Box, and now we have Soundboard Danielle.
Oh, boy. I should be scared.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Oh, monster.
And there she goes.
Every time.
There she goes, snorting away. And we did that without Greg's help. Go figure. I can see Monster in the background.
Right, Monster's on my bed now.
Right by the window.
Yep.
Nice.
What are you doing out there? Let me go see. I want to go pee on his leg.
All right, this is for Friday, December 21st. This is explanation given on an actual insurance claim report in Australia.
Say it right. Read it correctly.
Okay. I got to get into my
Australian accent.
Not just the Australian accent. I got to get into
shrimp on the Bobby.
I got to get into the crocodile hunter mode. Okay. All right. Okay. Excuse me. I was driving along when I saw two kangaroos copulating in the middle of the road, causing me to ejaculate through the sunroof. Crikey!
That was beautiful!
Crikey, that's one of those things where you take your thumb and shove it up its bum.
That's a far shot, right out the sunroof.
That's a strong shot.
Well, I used to have a case of blue balls and I saw
some kangaroos going at it.
Yeah.
That was some good stuff. I just wish I had my movie camera.
Just because we're new, I have to say this. Marianne, did you catch it? And go.
And I got it. I got it.
Oh my god.
I need my skadoosh sound effect. I haven't been able to find it.
Sorry guys, I had to lose the head. I'm sweating my butt off over here.
That's
Marianne in the chat room just said, "Deal it."
Hey, you know what? She can hang with us anytime.
I'm telling you, you need to get her in here. I know she's got a Skype.
Yeah. But whose video do I kill? Ooh, ha, 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 ha.
Well, you killed mine last time, so kill it again.
Yeah, I think I can do that. Marianne, if you want, you can be on the show. Come on. Come on, set it up. Let's do it.
Come we join the craziness. Yours.
Join the
you can't
awesomeness.
Hijack ours, though, because we're inviting you in.
Well, yeah.
Come join us.
Well, she invited in us into her show on Thursday.
Or would it be, please come join us?
Please come. Later.
She's
not in the studio right now. All right, fine. Next time.
Spoiled sport.
Hi.
So, yeah, that was interesting.
It's okay that you don't have a cam set up because
it's all right.
When we conference you in right now, one of our cameras would have to shut down, so it would just be the audio on ours.
Pretty much. Well, once I get a TriCaster, it'll be a completely different story. All right, so this is this is for the 22nd Weakest Link and Robinson. I love these. All right, this is listener and audience participation time for this one.
I didn't do it.
No. Here's the question that Anne Robinson asked on The Weakest Link. Which ballet by Tchaikovsky, is also the name of an instrument used to break open snacks such as almonds? JT, what is the answer?
I pass to Danielle.
Danielle, what do you think the answer is?
A nutcracker.
Okay. Well, that's the answer, is nutcracker. Okay?
Hey, look, she got a pussy on her lap.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Yes, she's hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Sound check!
Yeah, the funny thing is that one looks a lot like our Ozzy does here, so.
Problem
this
with
is
that
Mary.
Pussy?
Mary Jane Doobie.
Yeah. It's Mary
Looking
Jane
the more like
Doobie.
Radio.com chat room, D.
It's Mary Jane Doobie.
It looks like I'm choking her. No, I'm not.
Marianne says, shave that pussy, D.
working on it.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Apparently.
Yes, and uh-huh.
So, the contestant answered hammer. Yeah.
Say what?
Hammer. Not nutcracker, but hammer.
You know what my answer would have been?
Dipshit.
The outhouse.
Oh, there you go. All right,
it's
and this one.
Musical instrument if you fart right.
This one, for those that are watching. And for those that are listening, not just live, but the replay, this is for Sunday, December 23rd. That is, of course, if we survive the coming apocalypse.
Oh, just eat an Oreo cookie and get over it.
Yeah, pretty much. This is a headline for an AP article on Google News.
This has got to be a good one.
Uh-oh.
He's laughing.
Oh, damn. He's dropping his head and everything.
Cop makes arrest in bathroom after smelling crack. And go.
What?
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
You know what? I'm a dedicated police officer, but I ain't sticking my nose anywhere near that thing.
Yep. Cop makes arrest in bathroom after smelling crack.
She's about as innocent as my ass is not hairy.
We've had some dumb cop ones. There's no doubt about that. That one reached right there at the top.
That is.
I gotta find the article on that one.
Yes, please. That way we can talk about it right after.
Makes arrest
right after break, because we do have to go on break. Wow. All right, just so you know, our breaks aren't as long because I forget everything all the time. But
I got it.
Good. We'll talk about it after the break. Send it to me. That way, you know,
we'll talk about it right after the crack or the break.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Somewhere, somehow. I'm looking for. Yeah, I'm looking for all the different promos, and I really need to. Actually, relabel some of these because candy. There we go. Mainly because it'll actually help me out a little better with the breaks. But we are going to go to break. You are listening, and if you're watching on Ustream, you're watching to the Sully Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com, where we'll be right back. Ah. Yes! Welcome back! I'm sure people were watching you stream and going, what the hell is he doing? So welcome back to the Sully Show here on morelikeradio.com. That sounded weird. Let me try it slower. Morelikeradio.com.
On morelikeradio.com.
There you go. So hi, guys. Welcome back. Sorry we were gone so long. JT needed to redo his hair.
Yes, that is.
I really don't know what to make of that.
Are you trying to copy me?
I think he is.
You are. You're trying to copy me, you jerk face.
I thought about doing the pigtails, but figured I'd wait on that one.
We'll do pigtails next week.
This is my redneck sumo wrestler.
Oh.
My pigtails look better.
Redneck sumo wrestler. All right, I can see that.
Actually, this is my comb over.
Get it out of your eyes there. Be like, yeah, what up?
There we go.
What up?
Spin that thing around. It's like a deadly weapon.
I'm the modern day Macho Grox. Or Groucho Marx.
All right, so again, welcome back. Come on into the More Like Radio chat room. That's as Ham Radio says. That's the chat room show.
Ow!
What are you? Ow! Oh!
Hey!
Well, next time, take your headphones off.
The headphones weren't in the way. I just put the ponytail or the holder in too tight.
Right. Hey, D, we can see down your shirt.
No, you can't.
Yeah, we can.
Can you?
Yeah, but who cares? Just saying.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Marianne ain't gonna need no Sharpie after that view.
I thought it was bad, but it's not. It's just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I didn't play an Adam and Eve commercial.
No, not you. I heard it during one of the other shows I was listening to.
Ham Radio.
Ham Radio. Yeah.
I don't know. I just like everything organized in their own their own
He's very
folder.
Anal about that.
I am. It's not my fault. It's just it's how I have everything labeled. Like when I go into my hard drive and I've got all the promos and everything, I'm in the middle of making folders for every single show. That is on Who Are Radio. More
what?
Wow.
Hit my button. Hit my button.
No. I'm going to hit more than just your button, okay? It's this one.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
And then it's... And just to make matters better...
Leroy, you are just stupid as hell.
And then...
And the machine gun.
I don't have the machine gun hooked up, I'm sorry.
And Marianne in the chat room wants to know if anybody can Zoom. This is the only way we can do Zoom.
Yep, pretty much. Because they're on webcams. If I actually had somebody in the studio with me operating the camera, then they would be able to Zoom in. But, you know what, D? Give her a show.
Okay, you want me to flash you?
Yep, flash her.
All right, fine. I'll flash you guys just because you asked nicely.
Go ahead. There you go. Good job, D.
I'm glad you caught on to that.
Good job. Awesome. Always.
Marianne, you don't want to zoom into him. You want a close up.
Yeah, you want a motorboat.
Motorboating.
Be out there motorboating while she's sitting there going.
What the?
Do that again. Let me see if I can increase that. Do it again. That sounds so gross.
That sounds disgusting.
That sounds so gross.
That's wrong. Oh,
all right, let's see here.
And new sound effect. Mark down the time.
I already did.
Good boy.
What is this? What the hell?
What?
Oh, I'll have to check that out in a little bit. So, before we went on break, we were doing my stupid calendar. Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you. I will download that.
Thank you. So, before we went to break, we were talking about the stupid calendar, and one of the last ones was the cop making the arrest in a bathroom after smelling crack, and JT did happen to find the article. See, yeah. We do this. We do, like, a full circle on certain things.
Good job, JT.
So...
Thank you.
This took place in Elkton, Maryland, right? Am I reading that right? Elkton, Maryland? MD? Yeah, MD, Maryland.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
The Cecil County Sheriff's Office said a deputy about to take a bathroom break at a gas station smelled crack cocaine and made a quick arrest. Police spokesman Lieutenant Bernard Sciominto said Deputy John Lines... Okay, crack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. John Lines was waiting to use the bathroom Friday at a Wawa convenience store when he smelled crack cocaine from outside the bathroom.
Wawa!
Wawa, Wawa, Wawa.
It's Wawa. It's Wawa. Wawa.
Yeah. I want my Wawa.
Yeah, I want my Wawa.
I can't.
Lines said that a 27-year-old man came out of the bathroom. Sciominto said Lines went in the bathroom, saw drug paraphernalia, and arrested the man who police say had glassy eyes and dilated pupils.
Squirrel!
Where?
Poop! Police said the man resisted arrest and was subdued using pepper spray. He was charged with assault, resisting arrest, and possession of drug paraphernalia after police found drug paraphernalia in his pockets after letting a dog sniff at him for a while.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Oh. Poor monster.
I tried to not say it.
You almost can't not say it.
Yeah.
I know. It's like automatic. I hear it every time.
You try to stop yourself and you go, oh, which just adds to the sound effect.
Speaking of monster, ooh, there she is. Oh, I have so many animals.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere near that one.
That's why I said yes.
Why is it that I hear Dr. Frankenstein in the back of my head? It's alive!
I don't know. Just saying. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
And continue.
With that, yeah, continue with what? Oh, Marianne called me honey. I feel so loved.
She calls everybody honey.
That's just because she loves it.
Honey and chocolate.
So, for those that are actually tuning in, and this
we're
is
sorry,
yeah, we're sorry. Normally, I give an explanation as to what we do. Good luck.
Yeah, not that we can explain anything we do.
Artists and fans in the Ustream chat room said that flash must have been so good it turned the connection off.
Why? Yes, it did. And Danielle, flash.
Sorry. Oh, okay, you want to flash again?
I want to flash. Show us those boobies.
Alrighty.
See, she just did.
Give me a second.
And flash. Did you really just throw the paper out?
I did, I think.
Oh, wow. Come on. Although I will say I like the design on your t-shirt now that I got a close-up view of it.
Hold on.
Isn't that the same design as one of your tattoos?
Yes.
Flash. Yeah, a little too late.
Yeah, this isn't even teasing anymore.
Just say. My poor connection might not take it again. Oh, too bad.
But it keeps you coming back, Mark.
As many people that I know would say, oh, too bad, so sad.
Too bad, so sad. Get a tissue for your issue.
And as I like to say, sucks to be you!
Indeedy! Indeedaroo!
Indeedy duty.
Why do I sound like Flanders all of a sudden?
It's all right. Sunday on the show, I sound like Gilbert Godfrey for a minute.
That's true.
You did.
Kind of scared me.
I have a box of super-sized purple Sharpies. Oh, and they're penis-shaped. Mm.
Okay, yes. And with that sound effect, we need to talk about the story that I sent you before the show.
Yes, let's do it. Bring it up.
You have it.
You should have it, too. I thought you wanted to talk about it.
Well,
I can't do everything, people.
I was going to let you run with it, but that's
all right.
Okay.
Nah, I got it. I got it. It's all good. With that, this... I really should show pictures of this. I will show pictures for everyone watching on Ustream here. So everybody who's not watching on Ustream, scream. Yeah. Wow. Wow. All right. I need...
And I'm hungover? Your brain isn't even up yet.
Yeah.
When is it?
Yeah, when is it? It's never that way.
No.
By the way, I like the holiday card that you made up for the Sully show.
Wasn't that cool? I'll show that next. I'll show that next after we talk about the article here. I want to keep that. There we go.
I got it up.
Yeah, well, I want to bring it up and show people some of the pictures that are there. So for those watching on Ustream and watching the replay later, they can actually check it out.
Will you bring it up? I'll start reading the article.
Yeah, by all means.
All right. This is out of Sweden, and they actually have a warning on this one for graphic content.
Yes. Yeah, so Swedish woman, those faint of heart, beware.
A Swedish woman has been accused of having sex in her flat with skeletons after police find 100 body parts.
I think you just made Danielle cringe.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets better.
I just threw up in my mouth.
A 37-year-old woman allegedly kept skeleton parts in her flat so she could have sex with them. The Swedish woman is suspected of having 100 parts, which included 6 skulls and 1 backbone, in sexual situations, and that's in quotes, and was charged with violating the peace of the deceased. Never heard of that one before.
That's a new one, I gotta admit.
Police also allegedly found CDs entitled, quote, My Necrophilia, and, quote, My First Experience, as well as photos in which a woman is seen kissing and hugging the skulls.
Oh my God.
The woman who comes from southwestern Sweden was charged at the Gothenburg. Okay, yeah, skeletons, goth. Yeah, how that just goes together. Gothenburg District Court today has denied the allegations, claiming she collected the bones out of historical interest.
Talk about having a boner.
Multiple boners.
Nice. Nice, D.
The Gothenburg Post and newspaper alleged that she wrote on an internet forum a few years ago, quote, My morals set my limits, and I'm prepared to take the punishment if something should happen. It's worth it. I want my man like he is, whether he is dead or alive. He allows me to find sexual happiness on the side.
Wow.
Photos from a morgue were found hidden in the woman's home, as well as a drill and body bags. But police found no proof that she was a grave digger.
Huh. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That is sick and disgusting. And if I didn't know any better, I would think you guys are trying to pull a prank on me.
We're not.
This is not a prank. The woman who has admitted that the items were kept in her apartment but denies doing anything wrong was arrested in February and faces up to 2 years in jail. Some of the photos show a woman licking a skull.
Oh.
We claim it's her, but she claims it's someone else, and she found the picture on the internet. She has sold 3 skulls and a spine to a person in Uppsala earlier this year. An access code to a morgue was also said to have been found in her apartment by detectives.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the pictures I'm about to show are the actual pictures that they found, right?
Yes, these are photo crime scene photos.
Okay. So, here you go. We got some crime scene photos where there's a skeleton in the bed, which is just gross.
That's just the skull.
That's just the... Well, there's looks like there's an arm there, too.
I see the arm.
But when we scroll down, and we see a full skeleton right on the floor there.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess someone liked being on top. Oh. Too soon?
Yeah.
But then
better.
But then we go further, and there's a skeleton head. There's the skull next to some plush toys.
It's a panda bear.
Now I don't know. I don't know if you can see, but it looks like there's actually some blood left on the skull.
Talk about getting head.
Bow chicka bow wow. Hey, I got the porno music going.
Yeah, you do.
And then there's. It looks like this is one of the bags or boxes that she had some of the bones in. And then a skull in the freezer. Or is that the freezer?
Yeah, I like the skull in the freezer. It's yeah. Like, you know.
That one's an interesting one.
Like, gotta seriously, keep it what fresh. Kind of social life do you have? Like, imagine if somebody came over, opened up your freezer, and saw a skull.
I'm saving it for Halloween.
Hey, you know you have a head in your freezer? Oh, yeah. It was good, too. Too soon?
No.
Alright.
No, that was just sad.
And then we got, well, yeah. I'll do it. Hold on.
Hey, the Ustream's working.
There we go. And then, of course, we've got more bones. A couple of spines. Skull. This is like multiple bones.
She's got boners right all over the place.
And I'm bumped.
Hey. And who shows up but Sean D?
Of course. And then, of course, we got the skull with the panda again. And that's about it for the pictures that they have. So there's a lot of pictures that D actually thought we were pulling her chain on. And it's,
I really thought you were joking.
This is a real story.
Yeah.
The most disturbing part to me, I mean, other than the fact that obviously, you know, she has the bones of multiple people in there with her, was the quote.
Yeah.
I want my man like he is. Whether he is dead or alive, he allows me to find sexual happiness on the side, as well as on my back, on my knees. You know, it goes.
That's disgusting.
I'm looking through the comments to see if there's any good ones in here.
Not so much, huh?
Haven't found anything as of yet.
Well,
one of things that go bump in the night.
Well, hey, you know what? Danielle's had some pretty good ones.
She has. I give her kudos. She was playing Greg this time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Nope. It's all bone.
And the Ustream is now working in the morelikeradio.com show.
Yay!
That's always a good thing.
Yay! Hello, Echo!
Echo said, sorry, was in a meeting.
What's up, Sean D?
He's listening from Germany.
Yes, he is. The other side of the earth.
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, it's only about a quarter of the way over.
Give or take.
Where you go, but, you
know. Give or take.
Yeah.
So, needless to say...
That's some sick shit right there.
Yeah. That was our sick moment of the Sully Show.
I can hear Hammy and them on ham radio talking about that.
We should send it to them.
And Danielle's disgusting factor is 10.
Your factor's 10?
Yes.
You think? Maybe just a little bit?
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, I could just see them taking it a lot further than we did, though.
Far enough away to be safe from the zombie apocalypse.
No, Sean, that's where it's going to be starting at.
Yeah. It always starts overseas, and then it comes back. Then it comes to the States.
Yes.
But hey, what's your zombie plan?
We've already discussed that. I don't have one. I'm just going to do my makeup up and act like them. And
like Bill Murray in Zombieland.
I mean, that's my normal state. You know, I actually pump myself up to get ready for the show. And by the time 2 hours is done, I'm pretty much a zombie anyway.
That clip is funny. I like that.
So, yeah.
At least I have chicken.
Indeed. Oh, wait. You know what? I haven't done this. I haven't done this in a while.
Oh, God.
That wasn't you. That was Sin.
Oh.
Yeah, that was an old... That's a snort classic right there.
She was the first one to snort on this show.
Damn it.
Yeah.
We almost got Kate to
walk fast. That's his zombie... Sean's zombie plan is to walk fast. All right. I can see that.
That would work.
I can see that. Walk fast, climb stairs, get to the highest point in the building, and lock the doors. And don't shoot a gun. Use a bow and arrow, because sound will attract them. Now, you know what? I got to play it.
See, I didn't know that.
I got to play it.
Well, shut up, quit talking about it, and play it.
I will. Hold on a minute.
No, I'm impatient. I want it now. Oh, God, now I sound like Marianne.
Marianne, do you want it now?
I want it now. I think she left.
She's still there.
I think she left for a minute.
Since she had to run to the liquor store.
Oh, well. Well, then.
Sean says, sounds like you have thought the zombie apocalypse thing through quite well.
Well, what can I say? You always need a zombie plan.
I have to be honest, on a conference call now, so not listening. We'll do on Sunday, but have the page up just in case of snorting girl cam. Really? We have listeners just for my snorting?
Yep.
Sully, me and you were just here for the audio. They just want to work for the video.
We're here for everything. But since we're talking about zombie plans, and I've done this before many times, I'm going to do it again.
Here we go again.
Maybe.
Hey, Doc, nobody likes you.
What? What are you talking about? Everybody likes me.
Yeah, everybody hates you. You don't fit in.
Oh, I think I fit in just fine.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, then let me ask you this, Doc. What's your zombie plan?
My what?
There's two kinds of people in the world, Doc. Those who have a plan prepared for when the zombies take over the Earth, and those who don't. We call those last people dinner.
Nobody does that.
In my zombie plan, I'm going to Alaska, because zombies have no body heat. They'll freeze like corpsicles. It's brilliant.
Nobody else thinks about stuff like that.
Hey, Simmons!
What?
What's your zombie plan?
I have 2 weeks' worth of food stored in my attic. I climb up and pull up the ladder with me.
What? And what happens at the end of the 2 weeks?
Oh, I'm keeping that to myself. I don't want to risk you turning into a zombie and knowing what I'm up to.
Oh, come on!
You still doing Alaska?
You know it!
You'll never make it, Grip. The major freeways will be choked with stalled cars when people try to flee the major population centers. It's going to be nothing but a tasty flesh bottleneck.
I'm just going to have to take that risk.
Good luck to you, Griff.
Good luck to you too, Simmons.
Are you guys brain damaged?
Hey, you knuckleheads, what's all the hammering about?
Hey, Sarge, do you have a, quote, zombie plan, unquote?
A zombie plan? Of course not.
See? I told you.
I have 37 different zombie plans.
Wow. Now that's preparation. I am seriously impressed, Sarge.
Don't be, dirtbag. In 36 of the 37 plans, I use your fresh corpse as bait so that I can make my initial escape from the legions of the undead.
Well, at least I know there's one plan where I...
And in the 37th plan, I knowingly infect myself with the zombie virus just so that I can devour you.
Sarge, you've got to be pulling my leg.
Why do you think I carry a shotgun with me at all times? You have to be ready to act on a moment's notice. Yeah.
Guys, with all the problems in the world, I can't believe you spent this much time thinking about... What's that?
Romero's beard! The blues have been infected!
If anyone needs me, I'll be in the attic!
Hello, Juno!
Wait, Griff! I need your delicious meat for most of my plans!
Hey there, Doc. You don't want to give me a hand with something, do you?
No.
Where's your moistest meat?
Hey, Church, how long do we keep this up?
When they all go into hiding... Grab their flag and run.
Riot.
I want Brian.
Caboose is brains, not Brian.
Oh, sorry. I must have read the script wrong. Moaning.
Shut up, you guys. They're gonna hear us.
Hey, Dex, but it's been a while since you had some fresh meat.
Up yours.
Bow chicka bow.
Love that.
So what's your zombie plan?
Bow chicka wow.
What can
I say?
Drooling. What?
I said, why was I drooling?
You're asking the wrong person. Asking the wrong person, my friend.
We won't talk about where my mind went.
Bow chicka bow. So, yeah. Oh.
Hey, Sully.
Pizza. I want pizza. I want pizza, too.
That's what I just put in the chat room.
I think I'll have pizza for dinner tonight. Yes, JT?
I think we should tell them about your Wikipedia problem.
Oh, do we have to?
We don't have enough time in the day.
You have a choice, now or next week?
Next week.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do it next week for our New Year's show? Sound good?
Okay.
So all those listening, all those that watch it later, they download it later. I am promising everybody from morelikeradio.com to tell you all about my Wikipedia problem. Okay?
Sean asked in the chat room, he says, are you not important enough to have a wiki page?
We'll get into that next week.
To be continued.
Next time on The Sully Show. Sully has a conniption over Wikipedia, which I've done before.
Yeah, a couple times.
Just saying. So a little teaser for next week. There you go.
I love teasers.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I can't believe that.
You're just a
yes and uh-huh.
Anyway.
Squirrel!
Where?
Poop!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a Sharpie.
It's not all you got. Oh,
bam.
Wiki, where only the famous can go. All right. I promise I'll tell everybody about Wikipedia next week. I promise. It's a long...
I'll make sure you remember.
It's a long, drawn-out story. I'm even writing it down. Wikipedia next week. Wikipedia next show. There you go. If you don't believe me, I will switch the camera view here.
We believe you.
And there you go, right at the bottom. Wikipedia next show. So there. Just to prove it. Just to prove it. All right, I need to download that because I need that. Yes, save that file so I can move that over. Yeah, I forgot what I was doing.
Sounds like it could be a sticky situation.
Well, it could be. I'm hoping it's not, but it could be.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Maybe just a little.
No, but I have a dog who is going completely nuts over here.
And you're not showing it? Shame on you.
Hold on. I don't know if I can... Oh, man. As soon as she knows I'm watching her, she stops.
I like the one where she's scared of the cookie jar.
Hold on. I can't see the camera. It's taking a while to load up. But you see her. She's chasing Mary, who's underneath the cat condo.
You have a cat condo?
Yeah.
What the hell is a cat condo?
You don't see it?
No.
It's right there.
The thing right there on the wall, Sully.
Right near the TV?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah, now I do.
That's a cat condo.
And Mary's underneath it.
That's a small cat condo.
Yeah, that's a small one.
Oi. Oi, oi, oi.
Oi vey.
That's just... Hold on a minute. Hey, there we go. I'm saving the other commercial that I need because I don't have it, but now I do. Because we are going to go on break. When we come back from break,
Wait.
What?
We guessed in the chat room said, I need to point out for no reason at all that I'm on a technical conference call listening to things being explained with comparisons to food recipes.
Uh-huh.
Was that it?
Yeah. Oh. And then Sean said it's where the famous cats on Wikipedia live.
Who's we guest?
I don't know. That's what they're signed in as, we guest.
Well, hi. Hi, we guest. Interesting. I will say that. Interesting.
Technical support compared to recipes.
Oh, well, okay. I will say sure.
Smile and nod? Okay.
That's it. Smile Roll and nod. It. Danielle's going to do the same thing. Smile and nod for me, Danielle. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we are going to go to break. When we come back from break, we are going to do the Redneck News. Sound good?
Yeah, buddy, I'm ready.
So we'll have the Redneck News as well as the Dumbass of the Week for this week. So, my suggestion would be stay right there. We'll be right back. You're listening and watching The Sully Show here on morelikeradio.com. Did you just say, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Soundbite.
Yep. We'll be right back.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe we won't. Hold on. Maybe we won't be right back. Now we'll be right back. Welcome back to The Sully Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm Sully.
I'm JT.
JT's over there.
I forgot who I was.
Danielle's over there.
What's up?
Gotta love it. And we're back. We don't. Our breaks really aren't that long. That's so we could just go and do whatever we need to do. You know, it's really weird. We're doing the breaks now, and yet for the entire year we went 2 straight hours, no breaks, no sponsors, nothing.
Yep.
It was. Ugh. I don't know how we did it.
It definitely makes it a lot easier on my bladder, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. But I really don't know how we did it. I don't know how we actually went the 2 straight hours with no breaks.
Crazy.
I know Jake. Sometimes, ooh, man. Do that again, Danielle.
Because we're crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What's up with me having a sexy voice today?
Yeah, what is with you?
You were supposed to do the country girl voice today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to be.
I forgot about that.
To do the country voice. I'm sorry.
You're supposed to be a Georgia peach.
I'm supposed to be an Alabama slammer.
It's a Georgia onion.
No.
Yes, is it? She comes in layers.
Oh, okay. Layers. Ogres are in layers. Onions are in layers. Ogres are in layers. You get it. We both have layers.
Yes, and I'm a jackass.
As long as you can admit it, that's all that matters.
Yep. Admitting you have a problem is the first step.
Absolutely. You know, it's weird. I just reloaded the live page here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. The chat room didn't load up the first time.
It's done that to me a couple of times, too.
WTF. All right. So, are you ready for your redneck news?
Sean said, yeah, but the Georgia peaches tend to have the same shape as a Georgia peach. Just true. Larger.
True. Very true indeed.
I guess I should throw the Santa hat back on, huh?
Yeah. Do the Santa hat there, and we'll get the redneck news going here. This is JT's segment. See, Danielle, we got to get you a segment now.
I know. I will think of one and have one ready for the next show.
I do have a couple of ideas, though, for promos.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
She's the porno promo king. Sure. Or the promo porno king.
The what?
Queen, whatever.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Redneck News, right here on The Sully Show, featuring the man who knows nothing about what he's talking about, but still loves to give his opinion to one of the only, The Sully Show Redneck, Bubba JT.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redneck News here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com. I love being here, no doubt about it. We're going to go ahead and get into the story this week. This one actually comes to us out of country.
Out of country?
No comment to that one, huh?
Wait, you mean we actually have an international redneck?
Yeah.
We Sweet. Have an
international redneck. It only took us, what, 3 years and
yeah,
something?
Give or take. Yeah, give or take.
This one comes to us out of Canada.
Oh, it's a Canadian one.
We knew they had to get in there sometime.
Well, go on. Tell us.
Well,
tell us.
They've arrested three people in a $20 million heist of maple syrup. Maple syrup. Out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. The Quebec Provincial Police say they've solved a massive maple syrup heist. That's some scary shit. Police say they arrested three people and are looking for five others after, get this, 10,000 barrels of maple gold valued at $20 million were pilfered from a warehouse east of Montreal between August 2011 and this past July. Two-thirds of those 10,000 barrels have been found.
That's a lot of syrup.
That's a lot of sticky stuff right there.
Kind of gives you a whole new perspective on a sticky situation.
I tell you what, Aunt Jemima was pissed.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Nope.
Not anymore. Anyway, Richie Valrez and Avika Karen... and a third unnamed suspect were to appear in court on Tuesday. They face charges of theft, conspiracy to commit theft, handling of stolen goods, and fraud.
Jeez.
Police say they seized vehicles used to transport stolen maple syrup and executed several search warrants in Quebec, New Brunswick, Ontario, and several northern U.S. states.
Wow.
Officers also seized two forklifts, four syrup kettles, platform lifts, and six electronic scales. That's too many numbers for me. My brain hurts.
Wow. I'm like, I'm trying to do the math here. It's just not adding up.
That's like, you know, $20,000 a barrel or some crap.
Give
like
or
that,
take, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some hefty stuff. Police say the maple syrup was stolen from a warehouse operated by Quebec's Federation of Maple Syrup Producers. They have a federation for maple syrup? What the hell?
That's their gold.
Apparently.
Police believe the suspects pumped the maple syrup into tanker trucks and drove away from the heavily secured location. Well, apparently it didn't have no more security on it than a freaking toilet paper in my outhouse does.
Whoops.
Some of the sticky stuff was found in October at SK Export in Kedwick in northern New Brunswick. And now, here's an interesting little tidbit fact. Quebec produces up to 80% of the world's maple syrup every year, and the province's Syrup Producers Federation has managed the world's strategic reserves for 12 years.
Wow.
Interesting. Very
I didn't know we had a maple syrup reserve. I didn't know that, you know,
that's news to me too.
Of running out of maple syrup.
I didn't know Canada made 80% of the world's maple syrup either.
And people will argue that Vermont's maple syrup is a lot better.
Because it is.
Well, see, there you go.
That's where Aunt Jemima gets her syrup from, I think.
Hey, Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima. Hey, Jemima, too. Anyway, I don't understand it, but $20 million.
That's a lot of syrup.
With the syrup.
That, you know, I wonder if that would survive the zombie apocalypse.
Might. That's probably what they're preparing for.
I wonder if that would work for, like, trapping them. You know, you put it on the ground and they walk through it and you get sticky.
Yep.
There's another plan for you. There you go. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Redneck News here today on The Sully Show. On morelikeradio.com.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to come to you with something that I have no freaking idea what I'm talking about, which is nothing new.
But it will have to do with the new year. How about that?
Oh, we'll try.
All right.
I make no promises.
All right.
Sean Dean at Charum says, you done pissed off Mrs. Butterworth, boys. You're going to pay now. Merry Christmas. We'll see y'all next time right here on The Sully Show. Hey!
Yay, Redneck News.
Yay!
That's a lot of freaking syrup.
That's a lot of freaking talking in that voice.
Yeah, well, you kept going. Why do I have Grandma got run over by a reindeer when looking at Ustream now? I don't know. You shouldn't. You really shouldn't. I have no idea.
Are you saying I look like Grandma with that Santa hat on?
Well, you do have the hair. I mean, if we frosted.
My hair ain't gray.
I didn't say it was gray. Dude, I have more gray hair than you, and you're older than me.
I have absolutely no gray hair.
Oh, sure. Rub it in. Why don't you?
Yeah, buddy.
At least we can see.
I could say something really mean to that.
You your eyesight is shot.
Yes, you're very right.
I know I'm right. Especially when I see you wear glasses for the, third day in a row?
Yep.
Which means either A, your contacts are bothering you, or you can't see shit. Just saying.
Sean said, hey, lots of grandmas have facial hair.
Says guys who can't hear. They, what? Says guys.
He made a comment, yay, girl cam.
Oh.
says guy who can't hear the show.
Ah.
Because yeah. He's listening to the tech commercial or tech conference being compared to recipes.
Ah, well, you know. You got to do what you got to do.
Brent said, no, Danielle has glasses on to try and look smart.
Danielle, would you like to rebuttal? It is your brother. Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Stop turning your mic off.
Crap. That's what that button does.
Wow. All right.
And we have somebody named Mr. Bunky. 1234.
Mr. Bunky is my buddy.
We guessed. Show improvement idea. When switching Danielle cam to Sully, please show bunnies and unicorns first. The change is too sudden and frightening. You're welcome. Well, you know, I can
say it. You're the ugly one, not me.
Now, wait a minute. I can do this. I can have it fade between camera shots, between, you know, Danielle and myself and you know, back to
that
Danielle.
Would soften the transition.
It does. And, you know, but that's the thing. I have to, you know, watch where I use it because the fade, it takes so long. So by the time the fade is done, you guys are usually done talking. So it's just easier to do a quick cut from one camera to the other. Every now and then, I'll...
Slower from now on. How's that?
I just want to say hi to Bunky. This is his first time listening.
Bunky? Who's Bunky?
Mr. Bunky. He's my buddy. He's in the Ustream chat room.
Cool. Hi. We got to transition everybody over. Mr. Bunky, thanks for tuning in. Seriously, thank you. Spread the word. Put the link on your Facebook page. This is like chat roulette. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, and like I explained earlier, the way I set it up, I love showing video and stuff like that. But we are very audio friendly as well, so we try. If I had a Skype source, that would be really cool. Because oh my god, that's freaking awesome. I can have like four monitors right to my right hand side and have people.
We don't need a Skype service. We got a Megatar.
True, we do have a Megatar. Megatar needs to come in the chat room every now and then. Just showing.
We guess. Can't wait to hear actual show content for this on Sunday.
Good
well,
luck.
The audio is not as good as the video.
Yeah. Yeah, the audio is not as good as the video. But, you know, we do try our best to describe everything that's going on. But you will be able to download the audio. You will be able to watch it later. We'll give more details on that as we end the show today, because I do that all the time. So with that, I'm going to do this and make a wonderful, cheesy transition to our next topic.
It's time for TGP.
You people are idiots. Welcome back, dumbass.
Dumbass.
Got anything for that, dumbass?
Well, April yes. Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbass. Dumbass. You dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
Yes, it is that time. It's my favorite time of the show, where we take all those stupid people throughout the world and make fun of them some more. This is the Dumbass of the Week, where we like you, the listeners or the viewers, to send us articles. It's real simple, real easy to do. If you're online, you're looking at your news articles, or even on YouTube or Break.com, any video site, any local news or even national news or even international. We've had a couple of them, too. You can send us the link with your name and what the link is, you know, short little description of what the link is about to dumbass. Yeah, I almost gave my email to dumbass at thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass at thesullyshowonline.com. And we might just use it on the show. It's just what we do. I would prefer if listeners and viewers did that. That mm-hmm. way they you guys feel more a part of the show instead of me having to pick it. I don't like picking it because what we find funny might be different from what everybody else finds funny, but you never know. We've had a couple of doozies. So,
Donna, the Deer Lady was brought to us by somebody else.
No, Donna, the Deer Lady was brought to us by Danielle.
Thank you very much.
Was it? I thought somebody else. Posted on her wall or something.
Danielle gets credit for that. The funny thing is, 3 weeks later, after doing that portion for the Dumbass of the Week, people just started reposting it. And I went, I covered this 3 weeks ago. I covered it the week it happened. Where were you people? So, that is what we do. We love having everybody to send us the articles with their name. You know, it doesn't have to be full names. Just your first name, that's fine. Or even your chat room name, that's even fine too. We don't care. As long as you send it to us, we love having you guys a part of the show. So,
yes, we do.
With that, I have not one, but two dumbasses.
We got a double dumbass
We have a double dumbass today.
Woo-hoo.
And the reason we have a double dumbass is because which would you prefer to hear first? Would you prefer to hear a domestic dispute or a court hearing?
Is the court hearing after the domestic dispute?
Okay. JT, say again.
I said, let's go with the court hearing first.
Danielle, say again.
Go with the court hearing.
Okay. Well, only because you both did opposites on me. So I had to make sure that it was right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go one by one here. And the first dumbass for today, only because they're really short, and these were the best ones I could find. This happened in Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. What's that song that has that in it? Gary, Indiana.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I have no idea. But this comes from Gary, Indiana, and normally I just announce what the title is, so here we go. Man pulls down pants during court hearing.
Wait.
Awesome.
Wait.
Yep.
You can't do that one.
Why?
Because that was last week's Redneck News.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it really?
Yes.
How come the date I have is says the 18th?
Was maybe that's just what they do in
Indiana. That's what I did for the Redneck News last week.
Well, then we're going to have another dumbass, because I have a double today. I've got backups. Don't you worry. I have backups, people.
John goes, oh, no, it's not JT's court date, was it?
No, it wasn't JT's
court date. No, this guy went down to his undies. I went all the way down.
I do have
a backup.
I
only showed him the moon, but I showed him the two stars underneath it. There's the moon, and there's the Big Dipper.
Thank you.
So, here's the backup.
Love it. Look of disgust on Sully's face.
Okay, so I have the backup here since that was last week's Redneck News. JT, thank you. This one is a doozy. And I'll do the domestic dispute first, then we'll do the backup after. So here's the domestic dispute one. Man bites wife's ear in birthday fight at Hard Rock.
Was the guy's name Mike Tyson?
No.
No? Okay.
But I can show a picture as soon as we're done. Actually, you know what? I'll show the picture now here. As I read the article, I'll show you guys what this guy looks like.
I'm picturing, like, some skinny, dorky, weird, psycho-looking guy.
Skinny, dorky, weird, psycho-looking guy.
Yeah.
Hey, quit talking about me that way.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
I get no respect.
All right, Rodney.
I guess you got to give it before you can get it, right?
Not always.
It depends on how much you got to pay.
All right. So, I will switch the camera view. That's what he looks like. Young man. A Launderhill man allegedly bit and nearly severed his wife's ear during an argument early Sunday in a parking garage at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It was Nadine Bruce's 29th birthday, and the 6 a.m. ear-biting incident earned Kevin Stewart, her husband of 2 years... The husband did this. Nice guy. Thanks, genius. A felony domestic battery charge. His bond was set at $12,500 in first appearance court for Monday. The couple was fighting in a Chevy Malibu on the fourth floor of the Lucky Street parking garage when a security officer told them to leave. Stewart, 25, put his wife in a headlock and then disengaged. Her ear was bloodied and hanging down. That was from Gary Bittner, a spokesman for the Seminole Tribe. Bruce was treated by Seminole Fire Rescue and advised that she would need stitches for her injury. Bittner said she was transported to Memorial Hospital West in Pembroke Pines. Go.
This is what happens when you don't make your man a sandwich. Learn, ladies. Learn.
That was straight from Danielle's mouth. Wow. Sean just told me... Sean just said, you said the zombie apocalypse would start out of country. Wait, it was Florida.
True. Man came Phil. Bitch forgot the mayo. Now, my question is this. The article says that he, well, basically bit her ear off.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm trying to get this straight in my head. Okay. He put her in a headlock, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just don't, unless he did like a headlock from behind where, you know, you grab around the neck and you pull them back. Because normally you put somebody in a headlock, you get them under the arm, you know.
Well, either way, it was some kind of headlock. And he just.
The only way I could see him biting the ear is if he, you know, did the choke from behind.
Uh-huh.
Because you put her the other way, how are you going to get to her ear?
I don't know.
Something about that story sounds a little fishy.
Okay.
It's all. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's a fun experiment. Next time you're live on Sunday, tell a story when the cam is on Sully or JT, then tell another one when it's on Danielle. Then quiz the listeners on which they remember.
Is that ever going to get one where, you know, there's a witch that walks across the screen and, you know, while the story's going on?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Danielle, I have an idea. I have an idea for the next time we're live.
Okay, what is it?
I will tell you after. I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you hear that, listeners? Tune in.
Tune in.
Write it down, Sully, or you'll forget it.
No, I already did.
Other thing that gets me, you know, people go out and you know, a guy goes out and robs a Thor and shoots somebody.
Right.
His bail set at $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
$12,500.
You know, a guy goes out and shoots somebody, they set his bail at $5,000. This guy goes out and almost bites his wife's ear off, and his is set at $12,500.
Yep.
Something's not right about that.
No.
Should be the other way around, at least.
At least.
Just my opinion. Which matters for nothing.
So. Word up. So that was our first one for today. Our second one comes from Lincoln, Rhode Island. Not far from Danielle.
That's right down the street.
Yeah, this is a good one. And at first I thought, maybe this was her. And then I went, wait, no, she's smarter than that.
I would have gotten away with it.
No, well, you probably would have. You probably would have.
Made you think for a second there.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, how much redneck does she have in her?
So here it is. This is from Lincoln, Rhode Island. Rhode Island State Police say a husband and wife both faced charges of driving under the influence after they were stopped separately on the same night. Police say 43-year-old Stephanie Souza of Warwick was stopped in Cranston on Friday, and a chemical test on her at the Lincoln Barracks indicated she'd been driving under the influence.
She refused the on-site sobriety test.
Yes. That's what I'm getting out of it.
Yeah.
Now, they say 44-year-old Michael Souza was pulled over for a motor vehicle violation in Lincoln while driving to get his wife, then taken into custody.
Wait.
Go ahead. Let that soak in. Let it soak in.
Go ahead.
So I'll say it again. He was pulled over for a motor vehicle violation in Lincoln while driving to get his wife, then taken into custody. They say a chemical test on him at the Lincoln Barracks indicated he was also driving under the influence.
This went down one of two ways. I'm telling you now, it went down one of two ways.
Go ahead.
The beginning on both of them starts the same way.
Yes.
Click, honey, I'm got arrested for DUI. Can you come pick me up?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'll help you with that.
Both conversations start that way. Scenario number one. Dude's like, yeah, no problem. I can do that. End result. Busted for DUI. The other way is, but honey, I'm drunk too.
Oh, that's okay.
You get your ass down here and pick me up. I don't want to spend a night in jail. Yes, dear.
Sean just put, in Germany, we have to submit to the breathalyzer or they find you automatically guilty of DUI. And yep. Man Cave Phil goes, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
come on. You got to be smart enough to know, okay, you're driving to a freaking police station.
Yeah.
To pick up your wife who just got arrested for DUI.
Of course. You would think,
maybe. I've been drinking. Probably not a good idea. Maybe I should call a friend. Or
or a neighbor.
Or, you know, family member.
You know, do the smart thing, people.
Then when the wife comes home and says, well, why didn't you pick me up? Because I was drunk and I didn't want to get arrested for DUI.
Exactly.
Well, you can't do this. Well, yeah, you can take a taxi. There you go,
take a taxi, too. Absolutely.
Catch the bus.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, come on, people. Don't be so freaking stupid.
Wait. You mean you want people to think?
Well, that nobody, would make you know, a boring not enough world. Of them are listening to actually lose all our stories, but I mean, and this is the second time we've had this.
At least.
Not the exact same story, but the exact same scenario.
Yeah,
where
just
one
about.
Of them, where one's got an arrest, the other one went to pick. Oh, it was the mother and daughter.
Yep, the mother and daughter. And then we also had
daughter at the damn police station because she got arrested for DUI and got busted on the way there.
Wait, what? Thinking means no. Oh, yeah, that's true. Sean makes a good point. Thinking means no listeners, y'all. Good point.
I didn't say anything about thinking. I just said get close.
I did. I mentioned the thinking.
Gotcha. But I mean, come on.
Ah, man.
I know that even these dumbasses have a little bit of intelligence in them. Granted,
apparently
it's
not.
In part that they sit on.
Well.
But come on. Sure, honey, I'll come pick you. I'll be right there.
Oh, man.
Just let me finish my Miller Lite here.
Of course.
My Budweiser Platinum.
Of course.
I got mail. Yay! I got mail. Yay!
I got mail.
You know, I felt like Eric for a second there.
Really? Yeah. Well, you did have a little bit of a fluster going on. That's quite all right. That
wow.
is quite
Wait, come
all
on,
right.
Man. I don't understand, and that's what makes the show fun, but I just don't understand people's thinking at times.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even try to figure it out.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't.
That was a good dumbass, though. I like that one.
I thought so.
That was definitely, you know, a good backup, that's for sure.
I knew you would.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
So about that, just ain't right.
JT, do you have a message in the chat room? Make sure you do that, please.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Just making sure. And, so that was our dumbasses for the week this week. And, man, were they doozies. They really were.
You know, the guy with the ear, I know what it was. He wanted to go fishing that morning and needed some bait.
There you go.
The only thing I can think of.
There you go.
I mean, well, you know, we got this guy that does that to his wife on her birthday.
Yes.
And we had the dumbass story about a dude that almost got stabbed on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, it's like,
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Monster.
I would be
he does it every
slapping
time.
People. My hand would break.
Oh, my God. TMI.
Hey, my name's Green.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Monster.
She does it every time. I love it. But yes, your name's Green. We're good. We're good. We're good. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're good. We're good. Awesome.
So is Danielle, but for a whole lot of other reasons.
Well, if you would like, you could do that for her screen name as well, but that's up to you guys.
I like pink.
You can't do pink.
Why?
Because it's green.
Hey. No getting picky now.
Yeah. No.
You get what color you get, and you're
going
to like it.
I know nothing. It's easier. It's easier.
Just go with the flow.
All right. Yo. Let's see here. What time is it here? Oh, we're almost done for today.
Yes, we are.
We're almost done for today.
We just gotten started.
I know, right? The hell?
Start really getting into the flow of things.
I'm finishing up my rundown card here. and that's mostly for the Ustream, so I need to bring that up when we're ready to go. And you know what? Since we are almost done for today, I think we need to do this. JT!
And if you would like to follow me, JT, you can follow me on my music website, www.jthollisandthenighttrain. You can also follow me on Twitter at JTHollis. Or you can follow me on Facebook, JT Hollis fan page, or JT Hollis and the Nitrate. Man, I can't even remember them.
Wow.
But those are the ways that you can follow me. Danielle, How are you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Doobie Scoops. I put it in the chat room. Or you can find me on Facebook at D. Greg Matulis.
That's right. And of course, you can always follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/TheSullyShow. You can also follow me on Facebook and everything that we do, facebook.com/TheSullyShow, as well as More Like Radio. We do interact with More Like Radio, so make sure you follow More Like Radio on Twitter, Facebook, whatever else they've got going on. I believe we can download the shows. I'm still wrapping my head around how everything works since we're still new, but I am going down the list and making sure that I promote everything that needs to be promoted, because that's what we do. We are here live every Sunday from noon to 2, except for this week, obviously, because you're going to be either watching or listening to the recorded show. Make sure you tune into the week.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And if you don't join us for New Year's, have a Happy New Year as well. But we will be live right before New Year's. So please, please, please stay safe. Enjoy your holiday. We'll see you next week here on The Sully Show.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
Screw you. We're on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, yeah.